On Tuesday, the Pentagon announced troop deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan for the coming year. Thousands of soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division, based at Fort Drum in upstate New York, will rotate into combat beginning next spring or summer. It is the second or even third deployment for many of the troops since September 11, 2001. These orders were no surprise, but they are stirring up some deep resentment. Here's David Summerstein of North Country Public Radio.
Fort Drum was off limits to the media Wednesday, but in the Chinese buffet restaurant just outside the gates, a pair of young soldiers munch on fortune cookies after lunch. They talk quietly, and their faces are blank. Just a few hours ago, they were told they'll be fighting in Iraq in 6 months.
Yeah, there was like a lot of rumors, you know, that we were going, and finally the rumors got put to rest, and they told us we were going.
Ben and Anthony are with the 1st Brigade Combat Team at Fort Drum. Neither they nor several others interviewed for this story wanted to give their last names. The two returned from Afghanistan last April. Anthony says this call-up was inevitable.
I don't know. I'm kind of sad to go, but at the same time, you know, that's my job, so I'm ready to go.
Like Ben and Anthony, many Fort Drum soldiers seem to take their marching orders with professionalism. Some are actually thrilled.
I think it's outstanding. At least we're going doing what we're supposed to be doing, doing our jobs.
Corporal Jeremy Tingley sits in the waiting room of Omni Military Loans. Business is brisk, extending credit before the holidays. Tingley's getting some extra cash to go on leave. When he returns, he'll get ready to go to Afghanistan again.
I've been there already, came back in May of this past year. It'd be nice to go back, possibly see some of the areas I've seen before, basically going back home.
Home may be a stretch, but the 10th Mountain Division's been around. It's the Army's most deployed division since the 1990s. More than a dozen of its soldiers have been killed in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan in the past year. The division's also racked up tours of duty in Kosovo, Bosnia, Haiti, the Horn of Africa, and Uzbekistan. But the stress of overseas missions and the separation from friends and family are taking their toll on some soldiers. An employee tapes up Christmas packages at the UPS store. As each soldier walks in to put gifts in the mail, the question is the same. Did you just come back, or are you shipping out? The place erupts with complaints. One soldier curses. Another shakes his head and says, "Can you believe they reelected Bush?" Another just repeats the date he'll leave the Army. April 2006. Most of the half-dozen patrons won't talk on tape for fear they'll get in trouble. But one woman, Letitia, just won't give her last name. She says she's glad her husband's able to leave the Army because he has an injury.
I don't really care because my husband's getting out. You know, I can say whatever I want.
She says soldiers and spouses are losing patience with the war. The roadside bombs, the faceless insurgents, the stop-loss orders, keeping them from leaving the military when they're ready.
People are just sick of it, the constant deployments. You get back, stay for 6 months, you got to go back again. You know, and it's mainly, you know, when you're married, that's what you deal with. Single soldiers don't really have a problem with it. They're just like, oh, I like it over there, because they don't have any family.
Sean Alberts balances a few gift-wrapped boxes in her arms. She knows the pressure deployments put on a family. Her husband returned from Afghanistan in June. She says it was harder than she thought it was going to be. And for those whose spouses will be the next to go, she says this Christmas will be tough.
It's stress on you because you're getting ready to know you're going to be alone and take care of everything, and then you want everything to be perfect because they're not going to be there next year, and it's hard. It's just military life's a lot harder than I ever thought.
The Pentagon says this next round of deployments will last a year, but tours of duty have been extended in the past. Letitia throws up her hands at it all. She says there's nothing you can do. It's part of military life. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.